Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The sun is shining. I hope you enjoyed your coffee. And after a very, very interesting program in the last hours at the beginning of our conference and before the exciting poster session and poster madness before, we now hear a welcome message from our Hamburg Senate, which helps us here in Hamburg to provide open science at all. It's a pleasure and honor for our conference to welcome the second mayor and senator for science, research, and equality, Mrs. Katharina Fegebank.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Dr. Thiemann, Mrs. Kusnorich, I hope I pronounced it correctly. I just checked, double-checked. Mrs. Kuchma, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hamburg. So I just learned you've had sessions already. And now we do the official opening. So after a hard day of work, I think you're all still alive. When I see your faces, it looks great. A very warm welcome to you to the 14th International Conference on Open Repositories. And we just spoke and I learned that you've already met last year, maybe the year before, many different countries. You've been to Australia, you've been to the US, to Canada, and you've met in the UK, Spain, even in Finland, but you've never come together in Germany before, so you have never come together in Hamburg. We're very proud that you took the decision to meet in Germany, here in Hamburg, in the second largest city in Germany, and it's really a great honor for us, for Hamburg, and for the government I'm representing to be the host of this year's conference. And it's a very special moment for me to greet such an international and highly diversified group of users and developers working for a variety of institutions, for universities, for libraries, archives, museums, government, and throughout the world. It's really impressive to see such a bunch of very interested and diverse people here. It really fits to Hamburg, I think, and I also hope that you will have, beside your sessions and conference talks and poster sessions, a little bit of time to explore Hamburg. It's really well worth doing that, especially when you have a weather like that. It's not a typical Northern German, not a typical Hamburg weather, so maybe you've brought it from wherever you come from, so enjoy the sun. Yeah, however you diverse you are, you all share one goal. In the age of digitization, you want to make research visible, reusable, and easily accessible for the public. And with that, you're definitely breaking new ground. With the help of open repositories, you're creating the backbone of a successful open science environment. And step by step, you're changing the nature of scholarly communication. And I think that's great. In a world that is becoming more and more digitized, this is absolutely necessary. Digital transformation has turned our everyday lives upside down. No corners of our lives are being left out. That's for sure. And soon an entire generation will have grown up in a primarily digital world. Computers, the internet, mobile phones, texting, social networking, all are second nature to members of this group. This generation relies on technology and is transforming how we work and how we consume. And needless to say, this generation insists on open knowledge, open source, digital preservation and open science, and especially in the age of fake news, it is more important than ever to provide the best access to verified and scientific information. And of course, it's high time to join in on this exciting journey, and Hamburg has already set off. Just last year, we launched our program, Hamburg Open Science, and we commonly call it HOS, an abbreviation you most likely have already heard of. HOS, so our Hamburg Open Science, supports our state universities in the use of open repositories. It ensures services as well as infrastructure and fosters the development of open and digital scientific work. By the end of 2020, all state universities in Hamburg shall operate over open science services. And a large part of HOS is based in open source software, and we are proud to share our achievements with the community. And maybe you have the time to talk to Hamburg people also to exchange what we have developed, and maybe we can learn and take in some of your ideas you do with your respective universities, libraries, archives, governments, etc. This is our goal for the near future, as we want to be at the forefront of the digital cultural change, and we know it is ambitious, but we believe we can reach it. Why are we so sure about that? Hamburg has always been a city of change. Sometimes ago, Hamburg has mainly been seen as a port and tradesman city. And I think today and over the past years, Hamburg has grown into a city of science, a city of knowledge, a city of innovation, of questions and academic discourse. And to be honest, we're extremely proud that our four clusters of excellence, which is a competitive strategy in Germany, are attracting more and more researchers from around the world, and we get more and more international scholars and professors and their family coming in and deciding to live here and do research and teaching. And by now, where you are at the moment, University Hamburg is the biggest university in Northern Germany and one of the largest in this country. And who would have dreamed of this ranking 100 years ago when our first university in town was founded? So it's relatively young compared to other universities. And maybe that is the reason why we have thought about Hamburg for the past decades, always as a ports and tradesmen town. And now it is slightly changing in all these facets, the ones you are dealing with, digitization, and who is the problem solver, who is seeking for the truth. That science in combination with public services, of course, with museums, with archives, and be really in the driver's seat. And I think it's the best occasion to be here this year, because we celebrate the 100th birthday anniversary of our university. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that experts like you need room to work and do research and to exchange ideas. And we in Hamburg are certain working together, exchanging, discussing and developing ideas and approaches in an open environment guarantees success, no matter what discipline, country or continent you're originally from. And this is the spirit we need to surmount the challenges of our society today and also in the near future. And that's why Hamburg supports the open approach you're following. So please go ahead, dive into this year's program, and continue the exciting journey towards open science. And then breathe, and I hope you take some time to also not only connect with your neighbors, but connect with the city, and have a couple of great days here. Once again, a very warm welcome to all of you, and enjoy your time in Hamburg. Thank you very much. That is really nice.